careless creature. Doing such things. Acting this way. What a fool this knight is. But I'll correct this. I must correct this. What? He's here. All right. Send him in. Leave us. I hope you know why I've called you here. Yes, I am in danger. No, I know not from where at the moment. But I know why. Recently, I have noticed certain behaviors from you. You've been distracted in your duties. You have been staring at things when it's not appropriate to do so. And you have repeatedly ignored me when I've spoken to you. Reading too much into things. How dare you! Normally, you would have drawn your sword by now. But all you've managed to do was barely avoid my blade. Something is terribly wrong with you, my knight. Terribly wrong. Never fear. I can explain these symptoms. But for you to understand, I shall have to tell you a story. Many years ago, I met a hunter when walking through the forest. He was handsome, brash, and very passionate. We fell in love almost immediately, and made plans to run away together. Away from my station, away from the forest, and away from whatever arranged marriage lay in my future. But I was unwise, with eyes unable to see what the hunter really wanted. My wealth, my station, and many other things I was unwilling to give. Alas, I did not know why I did not want to give these things. I only remember fading days where my thoughts were only of him. His face as I looked to it at all hours of the day, and ignored warnings of what men like hunters really wanted from a princess. What all greedy lovers want from their mates. Which I discovered far too late. Which is why you were assigned to my protection since that day.
What does this have to do with you? Surely you jest, my dear protector.
It is clear to me that you are in love.
There is no need to act shocked. You have the misfortune of being more easily read than a storybook. And the even greater misfortune of being in love with a princess who can never love you back. For you see, all of my older sisters and brothers are now married. And now it is my turn to find a spouse. Likely, I will not love him. Do not act so surprised. I'm not. This day was coming ever since I was born. And perhaps it is better this way. My heart will be protected from betrayal and disappointment if I am to marry someone I do not love. However, no matter who I marry, you are bound to remain in my service. But since you have been enchanted thusly, and are unable to properly command yourself, it is up to me to take this matter into my own hands. The servants outside have locked the door, as you may have already guessed. You are not to leave until you are taught a lesson about how to control your emotions. Oh, come now. Must I remind you of your vow to always protect me from harm and do none to yourself? You are bound to follow my orders. Never forget this. My first order is that you bring me that chest from the corner. Very good. Now remove your clothing. Do not make me repeat myself. Good. What do I have in this chest? I have what I need to ensure that you never let your guard down again. In this chest, I have what I need to rid the love from your own chest. And one very important item, just in case this lesson fails, is in this little black box. I will not tell you what is in it. You will only know if you cannot control your desire. And I pray I won't have to use it. Now, walk to my bed. I gave you an order, knight. Obey your princess. Good. Now stand by the closest post and lift your arms. No, I don't intend on ravishing you. That would defeat the entire purpose of this lesson. Teaching you to control your desire for me. Now, there will be no more insubordination. Understood? Excellent. Now, open your mouth so that I may gag you. Why? So you cannot regale me with reasons why this is improper. I know it is improper. But it is necessary. Next, I will blindfold you. Since these feelings must be surprising, you must be just as prepared as you are during an attempt at my life. Now, I must sensitize your skin, and I will be merciful enough to tell you that what I am about to do is drag this special feather over your lovely physique. Do not squirm. It is only a slight touch. It is a greater pain when the skin is primed for sensation, does it not? That is why you should not writhe under my touch. While I lack the power to deal much discomfort, when your skin is readied with the dainty sensation of this feather and the oils that are contained within the silken fibers, the slightest tap is fire. That is your punishment for disobedience. Now that you are ready, my servant, you will know how it feels to be completely helpless in this royal world. The only consolation you will have is that you are unable to see me kneel before you as I steel myself for your punishment. Yes, my hands are now sliding up and down your legs, brushing every scar and freckle, pressing into your muscles, your beautiful frame, careening towards. Did you think I would not notice your manhood responding to my touch? You must not give in to your desires. I dare you to grow, wretch. Grow as I squeeze your buttocks as hard as I can. As you feel my breath on your manhood, as you truly understand that you are at my mercy. This is pointless. You will never be able to rein in your feelings, will you? No matter how much you are battered or broken, you cannot halt your desires. How will we continue? Even my most gentle of touches brings you to the brink, and the muffled moans I hear are a clear indication that this is far too enjoyable to be any sort of torture to you. I remember this scar. It's been 5 years now, hasn't it? It must have been before the war with the Southern Kingdom. For I believe you received this when you saved me from that assassination attempt. From that very country as well. I had thought you were a demon with how fast you moved to save me. How quickly you dispatched of the cell swords, and how immediately you turned your attention to ask if I, out of all people, was all right. You, all battered and bruised from fighting. Why must you feel so? Why must I feel so? Oh, my knight. I see these scars that cover your naked body, and I see memories of all the years we've spent in each other's presence. And finally, when we're alone, I can see what has culminated from this. As you are entranced by me, my loyal knight. I adore you more than there are grains of sand on our kingdom's shore. I do not see a body marred by imperfections through the labor of your station. I see the moments I felt closest to you, when we were the closest as we could be in proper company. What a fool am I, teaching a lesson I cannot learn. Here, let me take out this gag. Do you wish to be released? Not only from those bonds, but from my service. Of course, I am sure you despise me now. Don't you? You wish to... Truly? You want to stay with me? As you wish, my love. May I call you that? Okay. And you may call me by my name. No need for meaningless titles here. Titles do not know the love I long to show you. Though, I'm sure you'd rather have those shackles off than on. Correct? Perhaps you shall see these once again, another night. But for now, come, my knight. Allow me to... There. Now, come close to me, so that I may... Mm-hmm.
so suddenly. Oh! Goodness. Even while you're blindfolded, you know exactly what you're doing. I suppose your senses have heightened over the past few moments, haven't they? Remove it, dear knight, for I want you to see me fully. I want you to see what is now yours. Do you like what you see, my knight? My slim body, my smooth skin, unmarred, unlike yours. From now on, any marks that are made on my body, I desire them to be made only by you. What? Yes, that is an order from your princess. Now, come to me. My desire for you is becoming far, far too much to handle. As if I'm burning. I need to feel you fully inside me, holding me. If we do this, you must know that you tread a very dangerous path. We both shall... Do you still want me? Yes? Oh, gods. You cannot know how wonderful it is to hear you say that. Now, allow me to show you how deeply my love can burrow. Gentle, my knight. I've never done this before. No. I know that you could never harm me. But I... Do be careful, will you? Thank you. It feels as if we're one. No. It feels good. Just give me a few moments more, my dear knight. Ah. can feel you twitching inside of me. All right. I'm ready. Show me. Show me the entirety of your love, my beloved knight. Experienced such it would seem that I'm at a loss for words. Come here, my love. Your mouth tastes sweeter than the sounds it makes. Who dares enter my chambers unannounced? You have a message, handmaiden? Bring it to me. And stop staring at my knight. It is improper. Now go, and do not mention to a soul what you saw here. Oh,
Oh, gods. We might be done for, my love. This missive is from my father. He said that he would soon come to a decision about whom I will wed. Whoever my father has decided on, I beg you to promise me one thing, that you will stay with me. No matter what happens, no matter what crosses our paths, you will stay my loyal, brave, and beloved knight in dented armor.